My mother, you know. The thing that has her shook is that I'm, like, gonna ruin my life. I kind of go with this Karen Slovak steady sometimes. And my mother, is she ever all over me? Like she'll say,
I just don't want you to ruin your life, sweetie. You know, it's hard for Dad and I to realize that you're a man now, but you are a man.
Which is, you know, swift with me, but she always puts in this...
Of course, in many ways, like emotionally, you still are a little boy.
Yeah, yeah.
But science tells us...
My mother reads all these
books.
You know,
science tells us, sweetie, that you are only months from the height of your sexual powers.
Oh, man. I hope not, because I've not really had time to get ready. I mean, I had all these childhood diseases, measles, mumps, and 3 unhappy years in the Little League and everything. I think maybe I'm maturing slower than some of the other guys.
I do.
Anyway, my mother says, she says I got these powerful drives surging through me and that she understands I have these needs, only she just doesn't want to see me ruin my life. This Karen Slovak, I mean, I guess we go steady because nobody else asks her out. She's not a dog or anything. No, honest, she isn't. She's kind of nice looking, huh? I'm not saying that because we go together. Ask anyone. Karen Slovak, they'll tell you she's kind of nice looking. She's just got this rotten personality. and her figure is flat skinny. But she's all woman. I think she's all woman. She's all woman. She just doesn't, you know, sparkle. The most popular girl in school is yell eater, Debbie Kincaid. She sparkles all the time. You could come up to Debbie and say like, hey, Debbie, 837 helpless infants just got killed in this earthquake down the street. And she'd say, yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, I think if I see her sparkle once more, I'm gonna barf right in the school quadrant. Karen isn't, you know, dazzling all the time, which is fine with me. Of course, she's kind of a brain, Karen, like straight A's in the National Honor Society, and I don't exactly go along with that type of life. Who needs it? But it's like her thing, and she's compassionate about some of my, you know, weaknesses. Because let's face it, I'm not exactly Sean O'Batperson, Ares of the RAF or anything. I got this terminal acne, you know? My mother, she doesn't really dig Karen, which I understand, because no matter how much they push for grades, parents are squirmy around these genius-type kids. They are. Of course, my mother can't face that, which I understand.
Dear, I don't really dislike Karen. I just don't want you to ruin your life, sweetie. Dad and I understand that you've got these powerful drives surging through you. But have fun. Go around with a lot of different girls. Get experience.
Me? Man, these have got to be the hardest years of my life. I mean, emotionally, I'm a boy. Sexually, I'm at the height of my powers. I'm either not having enough experience with lots of chicks or too much with one. I don't know. I am trying to live up to her fondest fears. I'd like to sleep around, I think. But the pressure. I mean, they got all these wild suspicions, and I'm not doing anything. It's like I'm some sort of pervert or something. Not that I just take my parents' word. I mean, I check around. I ask these other guys. Hey, man, what's happening? You know, really happening with Esther or Gail or Ava, you know? And these guys go, yeah, yeah, and woo-wee, and they elbow you in the ribs, and they lie a lot, and ask you things like if you know how come Fastback Alice Dibbs and her family had to move away. I mean, you hardly ever get a straight answer. So I asked this Mr. Shebar, my guidance counselor, you know. He said,
over the last 12 years, the pregnancy rate among teenage girls has remained constant between 4.7 and 4.8 per thousand.
Mr. Shebar seems kind of pleased. Like it's one of the few things he can really count on. So if Mr. Shebar is satisfied, I'm not gonna worry. He says the answer is education and the pill, which is like my mother, you know? She keeps asking me whether Karen knows about the pill. Oh, that bugs me. I said to her, mother, man. I mean, I know she's my mother and all that, but man, that's a sensitive area.
I just don't want you to ruin your life, sweetie.
One thing about Karen, her being a brain, you can talk to her. She's up on everything. I don't know any other woman you can really talk to. Even my Aunt Katie, who works for this home gym company. She sells the exercise equipment door to door, and Aunt Kate's a pretty ballsy woman, if you know what I mean. But Karen's like the only girl I could go up to and say, hey, are you popping that pill to keep the babies away? I mean, you say something like that to Debbie Kincaid, man, would you ever get a nose full of pom-poms? I don't mean I'm about to be crude with Karen or anything. What I mean is, if I were a girl, teenage pregnancy and all that might be like a sensitive area. You know, if I'm going to ask, I'm going to pick the right time. And listen, I'm a little curious about the pill. I am. I asked my old man about it once. And he gave me this kind of good fellowship cuff on the shoulder because this is the type of thing he likes to communicate about.
I'm glad you came to me.
And he starts telling me all about the female cycle and everything, which, I mean, everybody knows. And I can't get a word in until he finally says...
And I'm glad, son, you feel free to discuss questions like this. Thank God we've got a good relationship. Believe me, your mother and I understand you have these powerful drives surging through you.
And right there, he takes this choky little breath, and I can interrupt, and I say, all I want to know, Dad, is what happens with the pregnancy pills if a man takes them? Does he ever blast me about experimenting with this only mind and body I'll ever be given, and drug addiction and taking a trip? So naturally, by now, I'm a little gun-shy about discussing the pill. One night, Karen is babysitting at this Dr. Jensen's, the skin specialist who lives over in Status Half Acres with all these other specialists, and the Jensen's got this great big fireplace and three really rotten kids. Really rotten. I'm not just saying that. They're rotten. But Karen has them bedded down, lights out at 9. She has this babysitter's motto, fair but unfriendly, which works great, but I couldn't do it because I'm hung up on little kids liking me and licking my hand and all that. Anyway, Karen and I turn out the lights and sit in front of this roaring fire, and it's really a gas, and we're just talking kind of close together, you know, and it's really warm, and I said to her, Karen? And she says,
yes.
Listen, Karen, we're not kids anymore.
I know.
She says in this throaty voice.
I know.
I mean, we're not, and I mentioned these powerful drives surging through me. And she looks at me, her eyes shining and everything. So I asked her, have you been taking that Enovoid, you know, that pill for the population explosion? And she looks at me, her eyes still shining, and she says,
why do you ask?
And I whisper, my mother wants to know. I really think I'm self-destructive. Suicidal. I do. Because I'm not dumb or anything. I'm not. I understand all this stuff. Not at the exact moment it happens sometimes, but I understand. And old Karen, she won't speak to me. Not word one to me. And my mother is so cheerful, you'd think she just broke out of Alcatraz. And I'm alone, and I'm not having all these experiences with lots of different chicks or anything, which doesn't seem to bug my mother at all. So 2 weeks go by. Finally, I wander down to this folk-nick place where I know I'll see Karen because they've imported this protest rock hip-nick banjo picker. And he's one of these singers who's got all this scorn for the plastic, sterile glass and aluminum people who are gutless and conform, like me. I go in and I have this hard cider martini, which is the only thing they will serve me. There's not any intellectual frenzy going on that I can feel. When my eyes get adjusted to the dark, I look around and I see Karen. Some 32-year-old anti-hero type with this open shirt and big pec muscles is trying to sell her something. He's sitting close to her and his hands are waving around in this expressive way. Watching the scene, I got feeling funny down in the stomach, you know, but I took my cider and I wandered over like sophisticated and I'm gonna drop something like, oh, hi there, young lady on her, but before I can open my mouth, Karen says in this kind of too loud voice,
hey, here's my date now.
I just stood there. I didn't know what to say except, yeah.